and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's the same panic every time my family is getting ready for major, major events, you know?
Why is that?
It's the weather. Everyone's always worried about the weather.
Yeah, it's the one thing you can't control. So when you're talking about weddings, right? Your sister's getting married.
My sister, my cousin, my daughter is a flower girl in both. I'm the matron of honor at my sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, weather's the one thing you can't control, but don't worry. Rain is good luck for a wedding.
You know, you sound just like my mom and my aunts. So we're sitting around talking about this, and you know, my sister's a little bit in crisis mode for no other reason, because like for some reason it never crossed her mind that it may rain on her wedding day.
I've got to get married outside. It'll be so beautiful.
Exactly. And you know, she starts freaking out about it. She's like, well, what if it's really bad weather? Where are we going to take the pictures? What are we going to do? We have everything planned outside, the cocktail hour, this and this and that. And then, you know, my mom looks over and she's like, Laura, it's going to be okay, because even if it rains, it's good luck.
Right.
So I immediately roll my eyes, because I'm like, that's what you just say. It's not really true.
You might be right, but that's one of those rules that people always have in place.
Well, then my mom debates that, and she goes, oh, yeah? She goes, how about on our honeymoon? When they're on their honeymoon, they were in Italy, and they all of a sudden got pooped on by 100 birds, right?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, and she was like, when you get pooped on by the birds, it's good luck. Look, me and your father, we're fine.
How could that be? I mean, first off, 100 birds?
I mean, it was like they were like in a courtyard in Italy, and then it was like a million pigeons, and they all just like started pooping, and they're covered in poop. And for some reason, that's good. You're right, Mom.
I can remember my father getting pooped on by a seagull at the beach, and he never regarded it as good luck. I can tell you that.
Oh, no, it's
you
a
never
big
did.
Thing. If the car gets pooped on, she gets excited, because that means we're going to get money.
Come on.
If you get pooped on, that means good luck for you. It's like anytime a bird poops on you, it's a good luck.
I have a tree in my front yard. I mean, my car's covered in stuff. What about deceased bugs all over my car?
Not dead.
Nothing
bugs
for that?
No, just bird poop.
So what else is good? What else do you think is a good myth or a rule that they have out there?
There's just a lot of weird things that I feel like I've grown up with, like weird superstitions.
Right,
that
you were
believe.
Driving in, you said you were getting a ringing in your right ear. You were trying to remember which one that meant, whether somebody was talking good about you or bad.
So if your ears are ringing, I can't remember which it is. Is if my left ear is ringing, then somebody is saying something good about me. If my right ear is ringing, they're saying something bad. So every time my ears start ringing, it's like all of a sudden I'm in a panic mode. I'm like, wait a minute, which one is which? Or if your nose itches, that means you're going to kiss a fool. But if your palms itch, that means that you're going to win the lottery.
I've got one that's kind of like that, right? So if you ask questions all the time or you talk to yourself, that doesn't mean you're crazy. But when you hear the responses in a different voice, that means you're definitely crazy.
In a different voice?
Yeah. So like if I was asking myself questions in my head and then I heard like a demon voice in one of my ears, wouldn't matter which ear. That means I'm crazy.
Raven.
Is that kind of the same thing?
I think so, right?
Yeah. That's a rule.
We're curious this morning. What's like a weird superstition that you grew up and you always kind of just accepted the fact that it's real?
It works, right.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. We're talking about weird superstitions. Everybody in my family is freaking out. My sister's getting married. My cousin's getting married. And all of a sudden, everyone has realized that it may actually possibly rain on these days.
That could happen when you're outside.
Right. And then it's the same thing everybody says. Well, it's good luck when it rains on your wedding. Is it, though? Who made that up?
What else are they supposed to say? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, they could figure out, like, hey, let's come up with a plan B. Don't you think that's it? So we were talking about weird superstitions that you always grew up with and you don't even know where they came from. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
My mom always used to tell me, don't sing at the table because you're going to get a crazy husband.
So if you sing at the table, you get a crazy husband?
Yes, yes.
That's a strange rule.
And I have to say, it kind of came true.
Well, did you sing at the table?
All the time. I married a crazy man.
Well, I guess your mom was right.
I think parents will say anything to get their kids to be quiet. And that just shows you that how tired your mother was all the time from whatever it was she was running in the house. She'd just be like, I got nothing better.
Well, clearly
if
she
you
was
sing,
right.
You're going to marry somebody crazy.
That's true.
I'd like to get her husband's rebuttal on that one.
Oh, man. We want to hear from you. What are the nutty superstitions that you grew up with that you still kind of believe? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Panic mode for my family because we're starting to realize that there may be a slight chance that it may rain on my sister's wedding in August.
It's the only thing that you can't control is the weather, of course, when it comes to that. But that's why they tell you that if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck.
And I, like, as my mom was saying that, Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. All I kept thinking was, That's just what you say. It's not true, Ma. Like, well, that's not true.
Well, I mean, one way or the other, you have to say something, right?
Yeah. And then she defended it by saying when she was on her honeymoon, a whole bunch of birds pooped on them, and then that means that they were going to be together forever, and that happened. And I was like,
that must be
right?
The reason why, yeah, it lasted.
And we started thinking about all these crazy superstitions that you hear. You don't even know where they come from, but then you grow up actually believing in them.
Right, right.
We wanted to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven, what do you believe?
My dad always used to tell us not to whistle in the house because it would bring bad spirits.
Oh, did it?
I don't know, but every time we used to whistle or it would come out, he'd be like, don't do that. And it's kind of, everybody in the family now says, don't do it.
Hi, what's your superstition?
Well, growing up, my mother always told us, don't put new shoes on the table. Bad luck.
Why is that?
Now, my kids now won't put the new shoes on the table because I've grown up believing that, so now they don't do it.
Right, because you pass on the crazy to your kids. I do that, too.
Absolutely.
Anna and Raven, what do you believe?
If you vacuum under someone's feet, they won't have a baby that year.
That entire year. That's
my
fantastic.
Mother-in-law used to say, don't put up your feet. You won't have a baby.
Like, where does that even come from?
I have no idea.
Oh, my family has a whole bunch of ones about babies, too. So my cousin has this red birthmark on her lip, right?
Right. You told me about this one.
Yeah. And they really believe that. So if you crave strawberries or prosciutto or anything like that while you're pregnant and you don't have it, and then you touch a piece of your body, the baby will have a birthmark that's
wait
red
a minute.
On that part.
Strawberries and prosciutto?
I mean, things that are red.
These aren't even related.
Well, because it's red. Those are the things. It's prosciutto. And so the thing is, they always say, she wanted strawberries, and she didn't eat the strawberries, and she touched her lip, and now the baby has a birthmark on her lip.
So she should have ate the strawberries?
Yes.
She should have ate the prosciutto if you wanted it.
You cannot avoid your cravings. It's your baby saying that it needs it. If you touch a body part and you don't have it, the child will have a birthmark there.
I'm just saying, is that you ever notice that these phrases are always convenient for the person who is uttering the phrase? Like, hey, don't pick up your feet. You won't get pregnant. It's just like, move your butt because I'm vacuuming. I mean, these are all, you know, there's a translation to every one of these rules, you know?
But the crazy part is that
you should have had the strawberries and prosciutto, but you had to stay skinny. You should have got fat like the rest of us while you were pregnant. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. We want to hear from you. What is a weird superstition that you believe in? You know, we were talking about the superstitions, but one of the things that we didn't even talk about are the ones that we don't even know if scientifically are correct. Remember, if you sit too close to the TV, then you're going to go blind?
Right, right.
Like, that's not real.
Right. That was a big one. Is like, right, you'll go blind and you won't be able to see anything. I mean, I don't know. I have a bigger television now. My eyes are starting to deteriorate.
But
at the same time, I'm getting older.
I still yell that at my daughter, though. Like, when she gets too close to the TV, I'm like, you're going to go blind. I'm like, back up.
Right. One of those rules that we don't know. Right. Or you stand in front of your microwave and it might make you sick because there's radiation coming out of it.
Right. We don't even know if those are true or not.
Right.
We should, like, find somebody that's their job, is you just figure out if those things are accurate.
I'm thinking that most of these are probably just mythology.
Yeah.
But who knows? You know? I mean, I really don't know. Maybe you won't get pregnant if you vacuum under your feet.
We don't know. We have to find out.